Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show. We're glad you're with us tonight, and I want to remind you of the call-in number, which is 323-203-0815. I imagine that we have calls already getting ready, but I just want to thank the Want Institute for bringing us here to be with you each and every week. And Dr. Allen, you're on the air. We have calls already. Would you like to start?
Yes, please.
Awesome. Let me tell our switchboard that we're ready to go. And I'm sure he'll connect us. He's really wonderful. I want to thank him, too. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? Woohoo, caller. And our caller dropped. So I'm sure he's going to hit us up with another one. Everybody, I want to remind you, if you get a call, if you call in to the show and you don't get through and you get in the queue, our Ronan will call you back. So if you get a call from a number that you don't recognize, perhaps, then you may want to answer it anyway, because it's probably us. And we're trying to get a hold of you so you can get live on the air with Dr. Allen and ask your question. And switchboard
is forwarded to an automatic
call. There we go. That's one of those calls, Dr. Allen, where they don't answer when we call them back. So we really need you to. At any rate, let's move on. And I have a question for you, Dr. Allen. From our wonderful people out there in your social media world. And this young lady is saying this. A man met me and he began dating me. I was out with my girlfriends at a local club having a drink when, what to my wondering eyes should appear, but him. And he walks in with another girl. I felt really uncomfortable. I turned to leave and he followed me out, and I felt even more uncomfortable because that girl was waiting inside. I left quickly and without talking to him. What should I do?
Well, first of all, you need to realize that unless you're in a committed, monogamous, long-term relationship, you're both duty dating. Duty dating is practicing dating until you get such a good connection that you don't want to duty date anymore. You see, to think because a man dates you that he's exclusive without a verbal contract is not correct.
He has right,
to say,
exactly.
One of the first things gentlemen say are, I see you're still on the website. I want you to stop dating other people. Whereupon you say, are you meaning that you want to date and court me with the intention of getting legally married within a year or no more than two? Is that what you're saying to me?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Oh, I do.
I don't believe in stopping dating unless you've been asked to be monogamous, continuous, and long-term in your style. And your style could be a verbal commitment, a written commitment like the New York Times talked about on June 23rd of last year.
Hello?
He said, oh. Yep.
Hold on there, caller. All right. You want to take this call, Dr. Allen?
Sure.
Okay, great. Caller, you're on the air live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. My questions are kind of general. I have two quick questions. One, Dr. Allen, what are your thoughts on zodiac signs and compatibility?
I believe that Albert Einstein is right. Everything is energy. including the universe. And wherever there's energy, there's movement. And so I believe that there are many ways to describe energy, but it's the law of physics. So I believe in him. I had an astrologer that walked with me while I was writing my book, Getting to I Do, and it was awesome how she could, you know, Mercury's in retrograde and blah, blah, blah. It was all fine. And my husband of the time, he's dead now, God rest his soul, he was a very good astrologer.
Yeah, because I'm a Scorpio, and I definitely relate to the characteristics of Scorpio qualities. And when I look at compatibility for Scorpios, I find that I kind of think it's true. Like when I'm with Gemini men, we clash. Like I can't do it. And I don't want to write off a guy because he's a Gemini, but I find myself doing that.
Then why don't you just do your energy patterning according to your needs, your comfort zone? You don't have to, you don't have to run by people, you know, on the astrological chart. Go with your instinct. There are more instincts in the guts than the brain. Men run their lives on their intuition, which is a brain operation. We women, we really like our instinct.
My second question, I've been listening to the archives, and I listened to one the other day from March of 2016. And there was a woman that said that she was uncomfortable receiving. She wasn't used to receiving. And you asked her if she lost a lot of weight. I've lost 100 pounds. I have a problem with receiving. What is the correlation between that?
The correlation is you're stroking yourself so that you don't have any feelings. You're knocking out what I call you is a norepinephrine addict. Norepinephrine are people that were raised on pain, especially under the age of 3. People raised on the edge of pain are scared of pleasure because they remember physically how it feels to not get their needs, their wants met. So your job is to desensitize to your fear and anger at pleasure. Yes, please, thank you has got to become your mantra. Yes, please, thank you. Raise your right hand, please.
Yes.
Is it up?
It
I
is.
Promise.
I promise.
On my honor.
I promise. On my honor.
To respect the man that gives, protects, and cherishes me.
To respect the man that gives, protects, and cherishes me.
Even if I'm afraid.
Even if I'm afraid.
He'll go away.
He'll go away. Ah, Dr. Allen, that resonates.
I know that. Remember, everything has a beginning, a middle, and an end. The secret is to get something that gives you a pretty good run on the middle, you know, beginning, enjoying, and then it's done. And that includes life.
And when a man is giving, I mean, is it just a simple thank you?
Yes, dear.
Is that all that's
thank
required?
You will do.
Okay.
Gentlemen appreciate all signs of appreciation.
Okay. All right. You're reprogramming my broca, Dr. Allen. I'm obsessed with your work.
I understand that.
I can't get enough of you.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank
keep
you,
on
lady.
Practicing. You're patient, passive, and vulnerable.
Okay. She's gone. Thank you, caller. That was a great question. All right, Dr. Allen. Sorry that... Here we go. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hello?
Hi, you're live on the air.
Hi, Dr. Pat, how are you?
I'm just fine. I'm having a good time.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Okay, my question. I just recently, a gentleman I've been dating off and on for many years.
You've been dating him? Never, you're the man? You're the man?
Yes, I'm the man, and that's the problem. That's the problem. And so,
you want to know,
I know
something?
That I'm the man.
It doesn't have to be the problem. I have nothing against women that want to be men, as long as they know they're doing it. And they like artistic, sensitive men that don't want to be men. They want to be female and cherished.
I found myself in a situation similar. So I am dealing with a man who's 55 years old who tells me he's not interested in a relationship, but he spends the bulk of his time with me.
So is he dating you by your request?
No, we have a child together, so he's always just coming around under the sake of the child, and there's no intimacy. We're not romantically involved, but he does, you know, he cares for us. He takes care of us really well. But
so you're a family. You have someone.
We're
remember,
a family.
You need three things. Someone to love. You have a daddy and a son. What is your child?
A daughter.
A daughter.
Mm-hmm.
You have a husband, not a husband, but a father, a daughter. You have people to love, something to do, and something to look forward to, watching her grow up.
Correct.
Now, are you duty dating? Are you dating? What are you doing?
Well, I haven't been doing anything, and I'm going to start duty dating. But before I did that, I went to him and I said, you know, do you want, because he leads, his actions show that he wants the relationship. And then I said, what are we doing? So I don't want a relationship right now with anyone. Well, I found out recently.
All right.
He is.
What?
I found out recently that he's dating. So I went, so we went out. He got ready to take me out to dinner. A woman came up, and the woman says, tell her I'm your girlfriend. And I left, and they called me, and he said, as if he was pulling teeth, this is my girlfriend. I'm dating her. So I go, okay, but all along, you spend the bulk of your time with us, and you're telling me you're not interested in dating anyone. So my question is, and again, I'm not, you know, sleeping with him. We're not having sex. So obviously he has to get it from somewhere. So my question is, how do I move forward and co-parent with still hopes of maybe possibly getting back together? So how do I do the whole, I'm trying to figure
by
out how
deciding,
to structure that.
By deciding you want a man that wants you more than you want him. That includes dating.
Okay.
See, you set your eyes on him. You've already got his sperm cell. You've already got a daughter. And he acts friendly towards you.
Very friendly.
You see? So I think maybe it would be better if you were out looking for number two and number three.
Okay. Okay. So
don't
threaten
him. Enjoy him.
So by enjoying him, so he says, especially since the girlfriend is, oh, we're a girlfriend. So I said, okay, we're going to co-parent. So I've put up some, you know, I make sure he sees his daughter and he talks to his daughter. And I'm, you know, just not going out with him because he spends the bulk of my free time. He's trying to spend that with me. And then when I do have time,
I
have
see.
An opportunity.
So what you're saying is you've got to leave space for dating other men. But
right,
stop
because
being
what
mad
I noticed,
at him. He's your daughter's father.
Right. But prior to this woman he's been seeing probably for a long time, he still spent the bulk of his time with us. So when I began to, after listening to some of your podcasts, I began to kind of untangle our personal stuff. But we still can do things as a family, but there's no reason
yes.
for him to be with me every weekend. So
you know what?
I
You're absolutely right. I absolutely, now that you've seen his girlfriend, wish him well. But enjoy your time with him as a co-parent with darling daughter.
Right. So I have, and he says, I want to apologize to you for what took place. Can we talk for the weekend? I said, sure. So the weekend went and passed, and he has not said anything about what took place, how immature it was, or anything. So I just let it go.
Wait a minute. What's immature? His girlfriend caught him with another woman. She needs Pat Allen.
Yeah. Well, I think my thing is, I felt like, why are you lying to me? We have a great friendship. We're great co-parents. You know, you could have been honest with me, but it feels like he wants to.
You know why he's lying?
Why?
Because you guys haven't negotiated the boundaries of your relationship. Right now, you had a wonderful experience. Somebody outed you. Now you can decide. We're friends. We're co-parents. And I'm dating and going to find a husband. Thank you.
Okay. So now I will. So I just started to shift everything to co-parenting. Very, very pleasant, very respectful. I even got an app where we can put everything for our daughter there. If he wants to call her and I'm not there, he knows where he can reach her. Made everything easy as possible.
I love it. I love it.
But I noticed that he's starting to kind of be not really resistant, but like, oh my God, what's going on? And I'm being so pleasant.
What's going on
is
he's losing you because you and he did not negotiate your romantic relationship.
Okay. So while I'm duty dating, is there still a possibility of us negotiating later on? I mean, there is a kid involved. What are your thoughts on that?
I want you to know that when you start dating someone seriously, he'll know it, and then you'll find out if he wants to compete and claim you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say,
really,
he's my daughter's father and I've got to marry him. No, you don't.
Okay.
60% of the kids in America have two families minimum.
Mm-hmm. But I want to be with him. That's the hard part.
Oh,
and
do you see what you just said?
I want to be with him.
And that is pure male.
Well, he is 55, so he's kind of a woman, too.
I understand that. And how old are you?
42.
You are perimenopausal, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So how about if you want to be a man, and that would mean he is the co-parent and he's a friend, but I'm hunting for a better man. Who's a woman, because I like being the man. See, I hear your balls clanking.
I know, and I don't want to be this way. I really want, I'm practicing being softer.
Well, then give up the word want. Want is a four-letter word.
Okay.
Don't want yourself. Be passive,
so you're saying
be patient, be vulnerable. What?
Okay. So should I
be his
send
friend,
him a...
Be his co-parent. What?
So I'm going to co-parent with him, right? Vulnerable and just
keep it... Absolutely.
Okay, but I don't need to necessarily be friends with him unless it has something to do with my daughter, correct?
You can be friends with him. You can make family dates with him. The thing is, stop being mad at him for being single.
Right. But I think I'm more upset because...
I want you to be single so you can find a man.
Really? So is it still warrant a high bye letter?
No, because you're not ending it.
Oh, okay.
You are to chase him as a romantic interest.
Okay.
He's got to reach out to you. You reach out to him when you have a child issue to discuss.
And I recall you saying, okay, so co-parenting, you said any business-related thing, only reach out to him once a week. I mean, he's talking about putting me on his insurance and doing, I mean,
I want him to do that. Yes, please, thank you. Yes, please, thank you.
Okay, got it.
I want you to stop looking at him like you want him for your wife. You're looking for a husband, but you're acting like you're looking for a wife.
Got it. So when I began to change and make that shift, if he's for me, he'll come back and it'll work out. Or
you're not kidding. He's already using up your weekends, keeping you away from other people. I already hear it.
Mm-hmm. And I just put a stop to it within the last couple of months. Now he's so I thought, okay, now he's spending more time with her. Like, was I wrong for doing that or?
No, dear. He's a man who doesn't at this moment want to be married. So he's dating whoever's stupid enough to date him under the conditions of free wife, free baby, free life.
Got it. Got it. Because I did tell him, I listened to you, said not to, I would not be intimate with him because you said not to be intimate unless you guys negotiated.
As long as you're not intimate, he knows you're free to date other people. He knows you're free.
And so when I wasn't intimate, I guess he decided to get intimate with this girl, and now she's worked her way into a relationship.
She has not worked her way into a relationship. He loves you. He lusts her.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he sure hasn't been treating me. Well, he's still very pleasant. So we're gonna duty date. And
that's right.
Yeah.
And family date.
And so, but should I initiate the family dates or let him initiate it?
You're working for your daughter. How often do you want to have a family date with your daughter and her father? You know, once a week?
Really? Okay, so maybe like he can come over for dinner and we can play cards or something.
Yes.
Something very simple.
Yeah,
okay,
to keep it together.
Okay, so something very simple. So I should initiate it?
And don't make it romantic.
Okay, got it.
You're
so I'll tell him,
your
hey.
Daughter.
Okay. Okay, so that's what I'll do. I'll approach and say, hey, let's have a family day, maybe once a month, once a week. With
there
Peyton,
you go.
Would you be open to that?
Right.
Would you be open
there
to
you
that?
Go. That's
okay.
Beautiful.
And then as soon as the family date is over, I'll go call my person. I'll go duty date, and I'll leave with him to go see someone else. Awesome.
Yeah. You see?
Great. Well, thanks, Dr. Pat. I think I got it. That was very helpful.
Okay.
Thanks, Dr. Pat.
Report.
Bye bye. Okay, I will. Thanks.
Thank you, caller. Right.
Thank you.
Bye bye. That is, and it can be tough when you're co-parenting and you still have deep feelings for the person that you're co-parenting with, but they are
but
seeing
some...
But he
has a right to be single.
Oh, he definitely has a right to be single. He has a right to date if they're not in a monogamous relationship for certain.
And you know his girlfriend is masculine. She tracked him down and chewed him out.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So we have, I want to tell everybody again, the call-in number is 323-203-0815. And we have another message here. This is an unusual one, Dr. Allen.
What?
This lady says, Dr. Allen, do you believe in demon possession or demon oppression? Would somebody that would have a massive personality change from being a person who was calm, cool, and collected to being a rageaholic and saying very evil things? Is that even a possibility?
There's a wonderful book by Napoleon Hill, and it's called Outwitting the Devil. I love Napoleon Hill Calls the Devil, which is the opposite of God.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And yes, I believe in the energy that we call the devil, which is we have choices in everything in our life.
Mm-hmm.
I like to teach virtue through science. So I feel science is God's word, God's law. I believe in God and creative spirit. And therefore, yes, I believe in the opposite force that tempts us, and sometimes when we get mentally ill, I believe, you know, I'm not fast to judge people for evil.
Mm-hmm.
We can develop a mental illness, which we call crazy or neurotic or something.
Right.
But if we're willing to go to people, doctors, psychiatrists, therapists, I really recommend reading or listening to, because I think the book is read on YouTube,
uh-huh.
And it's called Outwitting the Devil.
Outwitting the Devil. Awesome.
Yep.
Okay, great. I hope that our gal who's put that in is listening to our broadcast tonight. And speaking of our broadcast tonight, I have a question here. And it's a question I get a lot. So, Dr. Allen, I'd like to touch on it with you. Here we go. Well, does Dr. Allen ever do online programs? And my answer was no. But this gal can't come. She doesn't have the kind of capital to come to California to see you and be involved in our seminars. So I told her that you do telephone appointments. She's very interested.
Absolutely. I do 15-minute ones.
Uh-huh.
I do half-hour ones. I do hour ones. You can tell me. You'd be amazed. People call in and say, I want 15 minutes, I'm on a deal. And I love condensing information, collecting the dots. So you ask me a question, or you hire me for a 15, half hour, 1 hour, whatever, I will give you what you want. I've been doing this for 46 years. And I've collected enough data to help a lot of people with their information as long as they believe in science,
because
I'm a nerd, and they believe in the idea that cognitive behavioral therapy, which teaches you how to think, speak, and act, is a good problem solver for people with problems. I'm a certified transactional analyst. I'm an addiction specialist in alcoholism and sexual addiction. I basically help people negotiate deals at work and at home, and I can do it on the phone.
Amazing. Now, Dr. Allen, this gal specifically is interested in your life script and a session on that. So can you talk about that? Because I know you do the life scripts on the phone. We do a seminar, but I know you do the live scripts on the phone for the people that cannot be in the our seminar class, which is a very intimate class, only six people, and here in Southern California. So can you talk to me about what happens with a session like that, Dr. Allen, the live script?
Well, if you want, I'm giving you a book. Claude Steiner, who was a protege of Eric Byrne, who created transactional analysis by simplifying Sigmund Freud's psychoanalysis. I am a certified transactional analyst.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me what mommy and daddy, your church, your government, because people call me from all over the world. I want you to know that when they tell you that you've got to do it their way, you're being scripted.
Mm-hmm.
Your BROCA, the organ in your left hemisphere, is being modified so that you think that that person has a right to tell you to be what they want you to be. What I do is I read your script and show you what people and governments and churches are doing to you that you may not like. And Claude Steiner's book, Scripts People Live, is an excellent book talking about scripts. But what a script is just what a script is on a movie screen. It's somebody's given you lines to speak, and you're living by them, whether you like it or not.
Amazing. Yeah, exactly, Dr. Allen. So the live script that you do on the phone is just like the one you do in the seminar, except for you're doing it one-on-one on the telephone.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Okay, now everybody, I want you to understand, there is actually homework. You fill out your life script paperwork so you can talk on the phone, and Dr. Allen has it so she can talk with you. And you can get more information about this and book an appointment to do that. You have two choices. You can call 949-723-0338, or you can email info@drpatallen.com. So one of the other questions I keep getting is, can I call in the radio show with a dream? And I tell them, no, dreams are too complicated and too in-depth to do that on the air. We don't do that on the air anymore. But Dr. Allen does do dream sessions.
For the same reason we don't do people's scripts, because we want multiple callers, not one caller.
Yes.
You see?
It is true. So, Dr. Allen, how does a dream appointment work? A private dream appointment with you? How does that work?
You call up and make an appointment with me, and you say, I've got a dream to read. And mm-hmm. I get out my notebook and I copy down what you say to me, because I don't know what your dream means until I get the details.
Right.
And I go back and I read it to you. And I want to give you a book, old people out there. The Mystical Marvelous World of Dreams by Wilda Tanner.
I have that one.
Mystical Marvelous Magical World of Dreams. She does such a good job. She's dead now, but you can get the book for less than $10 through Amazon if you want. But that's what I use as a textbook for dream analysis, because it's spiritual and it fits my world perfectly.
Awesome. Okay, everybody, I want to remind you again, if you'd like to book an appointment for a script, for a dream, or just to talk to Dr. Allen about whatever it is you want to talk about, she offers appointments via telephone, 949-723-0338. Or info@drpatallen.com to either book or find out more information about any of these things. And if you want to find out what's going on with our seminars, you're going to go to our website, which is, well, you can do it two ways. You can go to Dr. Allen's website and you can sign up for the newsletter. And if you do that, you'll find out everything that's going on, everything that's coming up, or you can go directly to oneistore.com. to actually be able to sign up. You can sign up for a lot of things online. You'll find a lot of Dr. Allen's products there. We talked briefly about her wonderful Dating Over 50 last week. And I love it when she picks one of her favorite things off of the One Eye Store to talk about. So, Dr. Allen, which one do you want to talk about this week?
This week, I want to talk about my latest book that was published by Hay House, Balboa Division, and it's called It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe.
Oh,
You're
yeah.
In charge of stuff, buy it, sell it, trade it, own it. We're in charge of oxygen. Which would you rather, control of junk or control of oxygen?
Oxygen, definitely.
Well, that's what we do. And oxygen is what we use to speak. And speaking is communicating. Beware of your thoughts, for they become words. Beware of your words, they become habits. Beware of your habits, they become your character. Beware of your character, it becomes your destiny at work and at home.
Oh, yes. That is very true. So we have another gal who has another question. And she's saying this. I used to be footloose and fancy free. I have two children now, ages 2 and 4. My husband wants to make love all the time. However, he doesn't want to use a condom. And I'm not eligible for birth control because of past health issues. Dr. Allen, I know the famous rhythm method doesn't work. And I really, really, really don't believe I can handle being pregnant again at this time. How do I talk to my husband and explain to him my worries and concerns?
Well, what I'm hearing, you do not want any more kids.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you will say, darling, I would love to have sex all the time after I recover from the surgery that clips my tubes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. I see what she's saying, and she's sending us another message. She's saying, I would like to get Band-Aid sterilization. I'm not sure if it's covered on my insurance plan. He does not want me to do it. I've tried to discuss it with him before. I wish that he would compromise with me. I know that it's my body and my choice, but I also don't want to do irreparable damage to my relationship with my husband. I appreciate that,
except that if you're afraid he's going to rape you, put him in jail.
Okay.
Rape is also a marital problem.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Okay. I think that's great advice. She's saying, should I use the tools? Yes. Dr. Allen would always say, yes, use the tools. Okay. We have another gal here who says, I am confused. A man has been dating me, and he's sending me mixed signals. Last weekend, he told me that he really, really was considering asking me to stop dating other people. Then, the very next day, he said he changed his mind, that I should keep dating other people. What is that about, Dr. Allen?
It means he's right-handed and he goes from his right lobe to his left lobe because right-handed men have a smaller corpus callosum and they don't blend their thoughts and feelings at a time. Left-handed men, ambidextrous men, biologically gay men, and all women, right and left-handed, can mix their thoughts and feelings together and speak from both sides of their brain. Right-handed men speak from one side, and then the next minute they speak from the other side. And that's the way it is.
Okay. All right. We have a question from one of our guys. And he says, Dr. Allen, I am a gay male, and I am not sure how to use the tools to communicate. I'm not sure what my energy is. I feel like my energy goes back and forth from masculine to feminine. I'm 56 years old. Is that an issue?
Yes. Number one, I just made a statement about the fact that biologically gay men have that large corpus callosum, can speak from their thoughts and feelings, not or, and for that reason, they can be, look, Einstein, Picasso, Da Vinci, Michelangelo, Paul McCartney, Frank Sinatra, Thomas Jefferson, 4 out of 5 of the last presidents, Obama, McCain, Clinton, left-handed.
Mm-hmm.
And they can think and feel at the same time.
Oh, very good. He says, is it okay to switch my energy? And Dr. Allen, what are your thoughts on that? I mean, if he meets a person...
That's one of the tools. Look, if he wants to teach, preach, bitch, moan, and question, he can make an appointment with his love, whatever it is. I have an idea. When would it be comfortable for you to hear me? Hopefully today. Or if you want to speak from your feelings, then say to the person, I don't feel very good about that particular agreement we made. What do you think about changing that to this? So complimentary communication. I think, how do you feel? How can I help us feel better? Or, I don't feel very good. What do you think about doing it this way? And what can I do to help us do better? Is the waltz of communication. That's mm-hmm. my androgynous semantic realignment, commonly known as want training.
Mm-hmm. Again, you can find that at the Want Eye Store. He's saying, Dr. Allen, that he's duty dating. And so he finds that sometimes he's attracted to, and he's using these terms, and I'm going to go ahead and use them because he's using them. He says, sometimes I'm attracted to the teddy bear. Sometimes I'm attracted to the leather man. And sometimes I'm attracted to very feminine male. How come I'm attracted to all of those different types? And how does it affect me and my energy?
Every time we meet, every time we get within 30 inches of a human being, our bodies go, woo, I like it.
Uh-huh.
Or, oh, well, that's chemistry. That's mm-hmm. chemistry. And so I can't do a thing about chemistry, although I will tell you something. I'm reading a book, and it's talking about telomerase, the extensions on the chromosomes by Dr. Fossil. And in there, it talks about the issues that each person triggers every other person they're near with pro or con chemistry. And it doesn't have to be sexual. It can be just friendly. It can be loving and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So the body has a right to know what it wants and what it doesn't want.
I see. So he says, he wants me to say this. He says, I apologize, Dr. Allen, for not calling in. I have a rather famous voice. I'm in the industry, and so I'd rather not at this time. But I do have one follow-up question. Does it make me, he said, it makes me feel, he's typing, hold on, Dr. Allen. He says, it makes me feel like I have a split personality or I'm wrong in some way. When I don't even know what the energy is.
It isn't energy you can know. It's chemistry. Look, mm-hmm. if you meet someone, especially now, if you're a man, physically a man, you see penis mm-hmm. and all.
Right.
If you're a man, then when you meet, for example, a man who's very feminine, your male is going to rise, including your penis.
Mm-hmm.
And what that is an exchange of pheromones. Pheromones are the cellular expression of your body that other people can pick up through their mouth, run it by the Jacobson's organ in your neocortex, and run it by your pituitary, where it's producing oxytocin, which is the cuddle hormone. So if you meet people that are your man, and you meet a woman or a feminine man who triggers that release, that's going to be called chemistry. But if that person doesn't trigger that release, it's called no chemistry. It has nothing to do with intellectual stuff. In a relationship, you've got to be chemically attracted, logistically compatible, and have the same goal for the relationship. Mate, married, have a good time tonight and goodbye tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever your agreement is, it contains chemistry, compatibility, and communication as to where it's going. That's just being human.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Excellent. He's saying, thank you so much, Dr. Allen. I feel so much better. We're glad you do, and we hope you'll call in and talk with us one day in person.
Your voice.
Yeah.
We won't identify you.
Change your voice. Exactly. We have another question, too. This lady says, Dr. Allen,
people on the phone.
I think we're having trouble with our lines right now. So and we haven't really talked with our Facebook people in a while. So this is good for them because they've been.
OK.
They've been clamoring for some love from you. This question. Okay, this lady says, Dr. Allen, I know you're an addiction specialist. I have at least two addictions, and I think overall I have an addictive personality. I am addicted to methamphetamine, and I'm addicted to sex. Dr. Allen, I want help, but
I
don't know.
You can't be addicted to sex. You're addicted to the dopamine the sex creates. Please.
Oh, okay.
You can't be addicted. You've got to have a chemical addiction. Addiction, to me, means you're producing dopamine, serotonin, norepinephrine. You've got to produce a chemistry that turns you on, or in the case of norepinephrine, turns you off.
Mm-hmm. So she says... Do you treat people with addictions? Do you do it privately? And am I addicted to everything? How? I don't understand what's happening in my life. I just tried this once and then it was out of control. And that's when I started having casual sex with everyone.
I understand that. You became addicted to the dopamine created. And I kind of think, whoever you are, you're growing into your middle-aged years, which in the case of men causes them to become very, very sensitive and feeling-centered, and it causes women to become very controlling. So whatever you are, you're on a run.
38-year-old female.
That's okay, as long as you are okay with it.
Yeah, it's a 38-year-old female, Dr. Allen.
All right, she is probably not perimenopausal, but she has decided that she likes dopamine enough to screw people she doesn't know. So, screw away.
But we would caution you to use protection. And
we suggest it, but if she's a norepinephrine addict, she needs disappointment. She needs illness. She needs pain. That's norepinephrine.
You were mentioning that that starts in childhood. Could you touch on that a little bit, Dr. Allen?
Well, okay, that's the telomeres. And I'm really, F-O-S-S-E-L-L, Fossil is the name of the author of the book, The Telomeres Revolution. It's just out. Mm-hmm. Anyway, telomeres are the extensions of the chromosome, and they have to go through cyclical turnovers. I'm amazed that the book says that people change their cellular makeup 40 to 60 times, and that happens during your lifetime. It's like copying too many things in the machine, because each time you copy it, it lessens the definition. So people that suffered too much pain under the age of 3 have shorter telomeres.
Oh.
You've
incredibly
gone through
interesting.
Too many cycles. What?
That's totally interesting. It's like, so in other words, like genetics, when a gene is copied, each time it's copied, there's an element that's a possibility for it to be mutated.
But here's the secret. It isn't what happens between the cells. It's what happens inside the cells.
Wow. Amazing. Dr. Allen, we're out of time. What have you got to say to me before we go?
Well, I'm happily answering questions, but what I want to say is the only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Beautiful. Don't forget www.drpatallen.com. Dr. Allen does private appointments over the phone. And remember, One Eye Store, that's where everything is. Sign up for our newsletter. Follow us on Facebook. We'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.